You're listening to SBS News.
In Indonesia, millions of Muslims have made the most of Eid celebrations after disruptions to the festivities over the past 2 years. Eid al-Fitr marks the end of the Islamic holy month Ramadan, when the faithful fast from dawn to dusk. In Indonesia, Wita Tanjung is marking this sacred time following pandemic restrictions and travel rules.
Alhamdulillah, kita udah lepas dari COVID.
Thank God. Now we are free from COVID and we can express ourselves by doing various Ramadan activities and Eid al-Fitr activities so that we can celebrate it with relatives, family and friends.
Alhamdulillah, kita juga bisa bersama-sama dengan...
The prayers are held during what is a holiday period for Muslim-majority nations. Worshippers wore masks and attended mosques. Jakarta resident Epi Tanjung says it's been a long time coming.
I'm very happy because for 2 years we have not been able to carry out worship together. And today we can finally do it again, to increase our faith. Today we listen to a sermon that gives us a view on how to be a good Muslim.
In Afghanistan, it is the first Eid since the Taliban takeover. Prime Minister Mohammad Hassan Akhund delivered an Eid speech, but Kabul residents say the festival is less colourful than previous years. Abdul Karim is an Afghan evacuee who came to Australia last year.
For everyone, it was a little hard that they're celebrating Eid alone. So... it was good if my all family was together, my all relatives was here and we celebrated together.
Figures show over a third of Muslim Australians are born in Australia, and nationally the Muslim population represents 2.6% of Australians.
They don't care about what religion you are, they respect everyone in Australia, so I'm really happy to be in this country and also have my nationality in this country.
It's a joyous occasion for many who have spent 30 days reflecting and sacrificing.
We come here, we spend our morning with Auntie Hoda and the family. It's a great gathering, you know, as you can see, all my relatives, my cousins, my nieces, my nephews. We get together and have an amazing morning and just share some laughs and stories, some stories of Ramadan. Just a wonderful feeling.
And at one of Sydney's biggest mosques, the Lebanese Muslim Association's Ahmad Malas delivered this message to worshippers.
There is no doubt that we are living through difficult times, and we have a strong belief that it is only through commitment and collaboration that we are able to better all Australians.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.